Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and you know what, in this day and age, the pre-order bonus is a rather common sight. With developers and publishers determined to get back their investments as quickly as possible, what better way to do that than by making people pay for a game that you've actually not yet released? Well, at least we're incentivized to do so with a few often exclusive goodies. Now, before you think that I'll be planting a flag in Tat Mountain that reads all pre-orders suck, do not worry my friends, as there are a fair few gems that make the process actually quite appealing for many. However, the games that we're going to be detailing today are examples of balls that were dropped so hard that they landed in dog feces and then were picked back up and sold to us with smiles on corporate faces. Brilliant. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game pre-orders that made you say what? Number 8. Deus Ex Mankind Divided's Augment Your Pre-Order System. For a game all about improving the human body beyond its natural limitations with cybernetic upgrades and augmentations, the pre-order system introduced by Square Enix for Deus Ex Mankind Divided felt like trying to decipher code post-lobotomy. Just look at any of the images provided by Square Enix on what you could hope to get by pre-ordering and from where, and tell me if any of this makes any sense. Easily the dumbest thing about all of this whole process was that Square Enix stated that the amount of pre-order content that would be gifted to players depended on how many people actually pre-ordered in the first bloody place. This led, obviously, to a huge backlash from consumers, pointing out that they were already doing the publisher a favour by pre-ordering at all, so locking content off and teasing them with potentially more was a terrible move. Plus, according to their wonderfully gold chart, no one single version of the game included every pre-order bonus, meaning that it was literally impossible to get everything without multiple pre-order juggling, which is a feature that precisely nobody wanted to do. Thankfully, though, the campaign was cancelled pretty shortly after. Number 7. Griffey, Ni No Kuni. Whereas a lot of the pre-orders on this list will have players cry out "What?" because of their lack of worth or general cheek, Griffey, the pre-order familiar bonus that one could get from the original Ni No Kuni, left players flabbergasted because it was so utterly broken. Most familiars in this game find themselves rotated out fairly quickly due to newer and more powerful pets taking their place. However, Griffey, well, he was an absolute unit, trivializing battles to the point where it felt like playing on bloody easy mode. As a result, gamers who had this powerful pal in their roster breezed through the game and likely found it less than impactful as a result, and those that didn't have Griffey were willing to pay through the nose for the privilege. At one point in time, codes for this furry fiend were going for upwards of 50 quid, making it a pre-order that you could effectively sell to offset the price of the entire game that you were playing. And that made me say, what? Number 6. Sony Separate PlayStation 5 Q. What? This was likely the sound heard all over the world the day that the PS5s went up for pre-order, as while Sony had promised not just the world with their newest console, but also the entire universe when it came to what this machine might be able to do down the line, they failed to actually deliver where it counts, aka actually making enough consoles to meet demand. Stories of sites exploding under the pressure of increased traffic, of retailers putting up pre-orders early, and of scalpers who'd somehow managed to secure about about 40 consoles to themselves were absolutely rife, as was the outcry from fans when Sony announced its rather bizarre method to possibly, maybe at a push, give them a chance to own one through pre-ordering directly with them. Now here, Sony announced that if you registered with them, then you'd possibly be sent a code that let you then pre-order the console. Now remember, that's not a guarantee to get one, just the chance to enter a smaller potluck draw while also giving them and their third-party friends all of your contact details. Brilliant. The fact that it's still hard to get hold of a console today shows how ill-prepared that Sony was. And it's still a pre-order mess that we're reeling from. Number 5. Broken watches. Zero time dilemma. Now, in terms of delivering pre-orders actually worth giving a damn about, developer Axis were on a bit of a hot streak, seeing as their previous pre-order tie-ins for the Zero Escape franchise had been of brilliant build quality. However, that all came to a screeching halt with the release of Zero Time Dilemma. As a pre-order, the developer offered fans the chance to own a replica watch from one of the main characters, and unsurprisingly, given the popularity of this gimmick, pre-orders were, along with expectations, incredibly high. Yet, just a few weeks before launch, the developer put out word that the game would be shipping without the watch due to an issue with shipping and manufacturing. Now, fans were understandably upset, but were reassured by GameStop and Amazon that they would get their watches in due course. Sadly, when it came to actually deliver on this promise, Amazon bungled things completely. For fans outside of the US, they were hit with shipping fees and import taxes of up to £100, thanks to this watch's perceived value of $500 bumping up insurance costs on the package, meaning that they were effectively paying for a free pre-order. Making matters worse, the watches had a ton of issues, with many being completely unusable, meaning that Zero Time Dilemma came to take on a very literal meaning, because that was a dilemma that left people with literally zero time. Number 4. Ranger Mode. Metro Last Light. Don't you just hate it when you're looking at an object that is clearly well made and with a huge amount of care put into it, and then you just notice a dirty great mark that looks like somebody's unclean ass took a scoot over one part of it? It suddenly becomes less a showpiece that you want to share with your friends and more of a blight that you can't ignore, and you have to ask why the hell it's even there in the first place. Such was the case of Metro Last Light's incredulously rubbish pre-order idea of taking a much requested and indeed much loved difficulty mode known as Ranger Mode and only offering it as a pre-order bonus. This stinky business decision caught the flak and ire of the community, who couldn't believe an entire difficulty mode was effectively being paywalled. Now, we're used to scrounging in the post-apocalypse of the Metro universe, but even this was too desperate for many, making the backlash to the announcement pretty considerable. Number 3. A football. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. When somebody says the words Assassin's Creed, your mind might instantly begin to conjure up images of parkour acrobatics, of hooded figures leaping from rooftops, of deadly games of cat and mouse, of everyone's favourite hero Desmond, and of course, a 3-point field goal. Wait a minute, one of these doesn't sound right. I know what it is, Desmond wasn't anyone's favourite! All kidding aside, for some unknown reason, Ubisoft agreed to the bizarre pre-order bonus of an American football for people who ponied up the cash early when it came to Black Flag's launch window. Now, as a man who has little to no interest in American football, I am still aware that there was a team called the Pirates back in the day, and also that there's another team called the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but unless Black Flag was aiming to hit those two markets and only those two markets, that seems like a very odd choice. Still, if you wanted to lob around a branded ball with only the loosest possible connection to a video game, this is your chance? Number 2. Potions? Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire Dual Pack. Now, the Pokemon franchise has never really had to try hard to shift units, what with the ever-rabid fan base willing to part with pokey pennies each and every time a new edition emerges from the long grass. Maybe as a result, it might explain why Game Freak has been pretty terrible at offering incentives for people to pre-order the games. Take, for example, the outstandingly bad pre-order for the Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire Dual Pack from Amazon, which would reward all would-be trainers with admittedly two brilliant games in one, but also a code for a whopping 200... potions. Potions? Are you kidding me? In a series in which full restores are pretty much the minimum that most trainers will accept, you're handing out 200 potions? Oh, I can't wait to glug about 20 of these in order to make a dent on my HP bar. This is even worse than the previous pre-order code that gave players 200 Pokeballs, because at least with that they could at least spam the bloody things to at least catch something. and number one, an exclusive ship, Destiny. Right, so let me set the scene. You've just heard the tale of a fantastical new sci-fi loot-and-shoot experience known as Destiny. It's made by the magical minds behind the Halo series, and it's looking to be all sorts of explosive fun. With every image that drips into the public conscious, your wallet heaves and strains as it tries not to burst open and drown Bungie with pre-order pennies. And then it happens. Bungie announces that one of their pre-order bonuses for Destiny is an exclusive ship that will ferry you from planet to planet. The wallet, oh no, like a dam, it bursts and coins rain into the hungry mouths of the developers and Activision, their publisher. It's a shame then that this pre-order turned out to be less ship and more shit, as the new spacecraft that you got was actually only ever visible in loading screens and had no impact elsewhere on the game, meaning that while you stared at Destiny's lengthy load times, all you were reminded of was that you basically paid extra for a non-interactive wallpaper. Cheers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.